Welcome to a Saturday morning, about 8 o'clock or so. It's the Hangover Show, the recovery, but you're not.
I was good last night. I went to bed at like 8:30, maybe.
Didi, you feel okay?
Yeah, I feel fine.
Good.
I went to bed early,
something
too.
That's different. I don't know what you it know? Is.
He's a little shadier. A little more facial hair. A little more grown in.
I like
in.
It. It's a good look. Maybe it's the no hat thing, too. I usually see in a hat.
Yeah, usually I'm wearing a hat. I feel... Especially now, though, because it seems now it's necessary.
Now it's cold. Like, yeah, like, and I'm bearing it all.
Welcome to the show. Like I said, a little after 8 o'clock, it's Eric, Demetrius, Ashley. I'm glad you're here. Can we talk about anything with you? Like, if you, I feel like everything is off the
yes,
plate.
Yes, everything is off limit. Private conversations that you and I have.
Yes, are off
private,
limits.
Are off limits.
We, I had to say the same thing.
Don't look at me
week.
And go like this. Hey, remember when, like, I was sitting in your office and, like, we were just, like, baring our souls? Can we, like, make all that public forum?
Yeah, no.
I always want to include you, but I'm thinking, well, fuck, we can't talk about anything.
So, yeah, we can. There's still
more to life than these
I know,
things.
I know. I know exactly
Kanye
what...
Kanye was on the news. Okay.
I want to ask you about something, because I feel like I'm the only one that's hyped up over this, that the saga has concluded, and I figured you'd have a great take on the fact that they have finally locked away the toe sucker.
I saw that on the news.
Why isn't this a bigger deal? Like,
why, yeah. The local toe sucker, yes.
Yeah. Are there other ones?
I'm sure there are. I mean, like, this is a big place.
Yeah. I'm sure somebody was visiting and went, hey, the toe sucker got locked away, and they called Jersey and was like, is it true? Is Twan gone?
You remember when this story broke a couple of years ago?
Because, and here's the thing, and like, my first exception to this was, remember, he was like going into the mall.
Yeah.
And like taking shoes off of women's feet and then shoving those feet into his mouth. And I'm like, at what point now have you kind of said okay to this? Because it's the same problem I have with people who get pissed on in concerts. Like, by like stars, you know, they're like, oh my God.
Like urinated?
Yeah, like... The lead singer from Blind Melon peed on a girl in the front row during one of his concerts. Akon peed on a girl. Like, and
R. Kelly and peed on lots of girls.
Yeah. Ooh, you, they might have opted in for that.
Yeah, I don't know.
And then here's my thing. Like, the first 2 seconds, absolutely, you are being assaulted.
Yeah.
But if you don't step to the side at any point... You have now kind of consented
to
the shower.
You're in it. You're in it.
We talked about
pun intended.
This.
Yeah. You're in it.
We talked about this 2 years ago. Yes, your defenses are down when someone compliments your shoes, and then before you know it, he's got you in his hands, and then you're petrified. But
Well, some of the girls were younger. Like, as a 34-year-old woman, I'd probably be like, okay, lick the stank off. Now I'm going to kick you in their face. Like... My feet stink. Go for it, bro.
Well, the other thing is, this was kind of a big story. So if someone does
this... So what did he go away for?
Well, this was last spring. They got him at the Meyer in BG. And then for sexual imposition.
Yeah, gross sexual imposition.
And then another one. Another bigger charge. They didn't get him on those. Oh. So it was like unlawful restraint.
Okay.
And he got 60 days, and I think 30 has already been taken care of, and he got a shit ton of fines. He has to do sexual offender counseling, but he's not a sexual offender, I believe. And stunner, mental health counseling. So he's got
wrong with him.
Yeah.
Like, there is. I mean, and like, his deviancy runs deeper than most people. You know, most people have the capacity to hide it in a closet while they wear a leather diaper and a ball mouth gag.
Yeah.
You know, they go, well, I probably can't take this to the mall.
Well, especially nowadays, like, there's so many different things you can do. Like, put a little Tinder out there that's, like, toe-sucking only. Like, there's got to be a way.
Thing?
It's like, it has to be, it has to be the rush of... Like, actually
being
assaulting.
Being in public and just taking it.
Yeah.
And wow. We've talked
Which
about...
Which is just as bad as being a sexual offender.
We've talked about this in some ways before. Who... This is not, like, children or things like that. And who are we... I mean, who are we to... It's weird, but I get that people have fetishes. Now, but you pointed out, like, there's an extra rush for him to do it in public with people who aren't exactly consenting, and that's a problem. But... Look, we just think of sex. People have sex. But there are some people who get into some freaky shit in their bedroom that if they tried that out in public, we would be thinking the same things about
them. Yeah, and it makes me think, like, how'd you bring it up in the first place to the woman that you're with or, like, the man that you're with? At what point? Because if it's that weird, like, do you break it off a little piece at a time? Like, oh, look, I don't mind getting spanked. And you're like, okay, well, there's a piece of it. And that's like the third date. And then by like the seventh date, like you've given so many pieces that you put it all together. And the guy's like, Jesus, you got a dungeon.
There are people who are into this, though. There are people who are into weird fetishes.
That it is weird, though. Like, how do you say, like, how do you come across and like, listen, actually, yeah. I like my hair pulled and something rammed up. You know, yeah, like, exactly. Not a penis.
Yeah.
It's like, how does that even come out to be like, yeah.
I'm going to need you to look into the closet and tell me what you think about what's hanging there.
I think.
And you're like, wow.
You have the option to run, you know?
Or when you go into a bedroom and you see a, oh, there's a swing at the edge of your bed. I think when
Have you gone? I have never seen that.
I think when you're getting to know somebody, just as like you find out about their psychological interests, and you're like, oh, I really connect with this person. I think there's maybe some unspoken things or some body language where it's like, hey, this person might be into some freaky shit like I am. And then you can't do it to non-consenting people out in public.
You know, I saw this movie a long time ago with Cheech and Chong. It's called the movie's called The Corsican Brothers, and the Count de Freak was what his name was. Like, he was like super over the top, like woo, but he was into, like, just looking at him, you knew he was into the real weird stuff, and he would like, and how he would do it was he would like talk, and then he'd go, he'd say, you'd have a regular conversation, then in the middle of it, he'd go, tickle your ass with a feather?
Wait, what?
Exactly. Like, and he'd just like try to slip it in there, you know, like,
yes,
you know, yeah, like, yeah. Punch your sphincter until it's red, and then go pass the salad, please. And you're like, I'm like, that's ingenious, I guess.
I guess. Thanks. I would like to meet him. That's hilarious.
But I just thought that this would be a bigger deal. And
No, it's just another weirdo who's going away. I mean, honestly.
I don't want to call the guy.
Not for anything that he's done that's new.
I know. And I'd rather call him a criminal before I'd call him a weirdo.
Look, stop. It's okay. There's a reason we have these words. It is so that all of us know where we stand in the social spectrum of things. Honestly, if nobody is weird, then who is normal? Honestly.
Maybe it's because
if everybody, like, it's okay to be weird.
I know.
But there are people who take weird to a totally different level. And those people can be pointed out.
And I'm pretty sure he likes that he's weird.
Yeah.
Like, he's not trying to get, like, so I mean, he's an odd, odd.
But I can't. Duck. Sorry, I just can't call him weird because we all have our idiosyncrasies. I know some are strange and blah 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 blah. I just get.
And that's fine. We all have a hint of weirdo, a soupçon of weirdo. Everyone does. There are some people who just went back to the buffet and got second helpings of it. You know, that's just how it is.
Or the freak flag flies in public.
And that's, you know what? Not everybody is the same.
Yeah.
And it seems to me, and maybe I'm taking this, but we are trying our best to make everybody the same. And in doing so, we are making it wrong to be different. And not just wrong. It's like to call out and acknowledge somebody's differences, it brings you a type of like
you're discriminating?
That, yeah. Where, I mean, honestly, there has to be moments. Like, we have those, there are people who are, we're different. We're different, and that's okay. As long as you don't hate on somebody because of their differences, that's okay.
But you could, is hate calling them weird because it's different from you?
No, there's different stuff, though, because, like, even, like, people will be like, you know, I was talking to this girl before I finally reached you, and she was just a little off, like something didn't make sense. I'm like, she's just a little socially awkward. That's all it is. And they're like, well, she should find a new profession.
But there are degrees,
well, maybe, sure,
though. There are degrees.
She's just a little weird.
All right. She's fine. I got a perfect story. I was at I was at hanging out at my country club, which is
weird.
All right. Okay, so I'm hanging fancy. Out there. I know it's super, so but the only reason I'm there is because it's a great deal. And
he got the black guy discount.
Yeah, I did. Because I'm like one of like I'm the only one. Yeah. Actually, let me tell you, three times since I've walked through those doors, I've been confused or talked to like I was an employee.
You know, yeah. You know where they get the discount at? Yeah. 3/5 closet, like, oh, take 40% off.
The first time was Mother's Day weekend. I went in to go to the gym. I have my sweatpants on. I got a duffel bag in my hand. A lady in a pair of black pants says to me, "You're 45 minutes late." And I went, "Late for what?" She goes, "The kitchen staff got here 45 minutes ago." And I went, "Well, that's good to know, ma'am." And I kept on walking.
And he still goes.
Oh,
like,
my God.
Like, okay.
Like, so, did we have a date? Am I your trainer? I didn't know you. I don't know you.
Literally, I had somebody else tell me I wasn't allowed to change in the members' locker room. And I was like, first of all, we're about to have a moment.
Yeah.
And
Prepare yourself.
Yeah. And so it's a Tuesday. I go to league and...
golf league.
One of the guys who's a member of the club, great guy, boisterous, sees me walking and goes, "Look at this big ass monkey."
Oh.
But see, here's the thing. We're in the parking lot. Everybody is around. There was no animus in how he said it. There was no, "Oh my God.
Right.
Look at you." There was no racism in the tone in which he used it. He literally said it.
Yeah.
Like he says it 16 times a day to people that he's happy to see.
Right.
And just because I'm of color, when you say it like that, regardless of the tone, people are like, "Holy shit, yeah. Did he just call this black guy a monkey?" But that's not what he did.
That was his intent was not ill. It was not malicious.
Maybe he should change the word to tiger.
Exactly. I'm like, if we're doing jungle animals, you know, hey, look at this big ass python.
Yeah.
You know,
I get it because I think we are all good people and we would all defend those who we believe are discriminated against. We all have a great diversity of friends and we care for them deeply. But we all tell jokes, the three of us sitting right here, especially, we all tell jokes you wouldn't say on a live microphone out into the world.
Oh my Correct. God. I tell a joke about my friend Keith who's deaf and he's a legit deaf dude. Like when he calls me,
well,
I have to
he
have,
can't hear you.
Who cares? I like literally have
there's one of them.
And that's what, you know.
Yeah, because deaf people can't hear this one.
And
rabbit hole.
Yeah. And so like the first part of it goes, you know what? I was super excited to find out he was going to the Special Olympics. So me thinking I was going to make a little bit of money, bet $300 on him to win the 500.
You bet the Special Olympics?
Absolutely. It's the only Olympics you know that aren't fixed. So,
who did you bet against?
Well, I bet against everybody else in his 100-meter race. Now, I didn't take into account that when they start the race, they use a pistol and this dude's dead.
He would just see when they start running. But that, you didn't really bet on the Special Olympics, did you?
No, nobody's gonna.
But that's a funny joke.
It's a funny joke.
You are
like you.
I was like, wait.
Like you really? I mean, honestly, and that's just treating everything as equal.
Yeah.
As equal. Why? Like it's not malicious. It's a funny joke.
But
if I tell a Special Olympics joke, you know,
you're fucked.
All people are gonna hear is Special Olympics, and they're gonna go, "That's something that you can't joke about." And why is that?
We have lost, in this world, context and in intent, and those are very important things. Can I go with this a little bit? Because there's something I wanted to tell you, and then I thought about it, and I was like, "You're going to raise an eyebrow," but because I've mentioned these things before, and you've said back to me, "Why'd you have to put the black part in there?" I was like, "But you know, I have no ill intent, but I'm aware of it." So I was going to tell you this story with that. But then I thought I should take it out. So the other day, I have a house update. I think I found a place. Inspection all clear on Tuesday. And this is going to happen. I know.
If this is like a tornado of emotions that it's like, I'm doing this. I'm doing this.
I stayed where I was with the opportunity to buy. Yeah. It's about 20% more than I expected.
And in your same place?
Yeah.
Or just another unit? Oh.
Exactly. Yep. So, and we all think it's a little bit high. And
man,
that is very high.
I would add a stick and a handkerchief with some biscuits and shit in it, like whistling. Like,
that's crazy.
I know. And I probably could make the money back, but that's a big bullet to swallow. So I'm looking at this place the other day, and I really liked it. I'll tell you guys more off the air, but I feel good about this, where I don't want to jinx it. So we're wrapping up with my realtor and stuff, and a black gentleman in a Dodge Charger, nice car, windows down, nice day, comes rolling down the street. I'm like, all right, this is a test. Is there going to be like, is there riffraff in the neighborhood? Pulls up, pulls right in.
He in a Dodge Charger, and you went, is there riffraff in the neighborhood?
Well,
Brand new.
I heard the music.
The system.
I heard the music.
Mm-hmm.
Pulls into the exact driveway where I'm at, and I'm just kind of like, turns his music down, nods gleefully. I do the same, and I was like, that was so respectable. It was so nice. But if he would have rolled in with like 120 decibels, I'd have been like, oh. And but the first thing I thought, my preconceived notions.
Mm.
Here comes some black dude. But it could have been a white dude, because white dude jammed.
Yeah. On a Friday, I rolled down the street in my Honda Element with 120 decibels. It's just because it's an orange Element.
Oh,
but,
yeah.
You know.
But that was just one of those preconceived notions of mine that I think, but then it wouldn't have mattered what color or what sex this person was. It was just loud.
He just happened to be black.
Yeah. Just had,
and those are the things, like with those kind of stories, like that's where color isn't relative, you know?
It's the decibels.
Yeah.
Like, so that part of the story doesn't make the story.
Right.
You know, it's not what the point is being proved. It's like that guy, and we all saw the news about the guy who was babysitting the two white kids.
Oh,
and
yeah.
And then the lady called the cops.
Jesus, yeah.
Yeah.
Why are the two white kids with a black guy? Yeah. I don't know, because I'm babysitting them?
Yeah.
It's been a bad week.
Because it's called life?
Yeah.
Like,
I just need to see and talk to them to see if they're okay. We all know the white people's safe word is banana.
Yeah.
Is it? I didn't know that.
Neither did I.
No. Yeah.
They only sell me half the safe word. So for the longest time,
banana
I thought it was
hammock.
I would have told the same story.
So the story.
If it were Ashley doing it, I'd be like, this white trash white girl rolls up with 120 decibels of Drake and Kanye song, and it was a no-go for the neighborhood.
And that's, I guess, is where the difference lies, because it always seems to punch up the back end of a story to make it more understandable that you have to throw some kind of white or color indicator into it. Like, it couldn't, like, you would never say, wow, this yuppie black dude in a suit pulled up and his music was booming. No, it's like a hoodlum black guy or a white trash kind of person. It's that image that it instills in people to make them picture it in their head of somebody in like a wife beater and a beat up car,
right.
and there's just gonna be
shaved
like,
head.
Yeah, it's just gonna be horrible to live next to them. Or like this scary black dude who's booming his hip hop music and his brand new like Charger, which I'm sure he bought from drug proceeds. You know, it's that image that you try to give to them first, and then end it with the something that makes it easier to believe that, you know,
it happens.
It happens.
So because of I told the story the way that I did, am I a hardcore racist?
No, because it just, I think this is just how we have been like taught to explain ourselves. You know, the more descriptive you can be, the more, because you want
blame
people,
it on third grade English.
Yeah,
if there would have been a dude who rolled up looking like Post Malone, I would have described it that way. And to your point, it's like adding detail to the story so that people can visualize it and get the full effect. Like, I would have told the story the same way if it was. Again, we have these preconceived notions in our head. I heard loud music coming down the street, and I expected it to just get louder. Instead, it was quite the opposite. And I was like, this is the spot.
Mm-hmm. What area is this place in?
I'd rather not get into that right now.
You know, all 10 of my podcast fans are just waiting to find out so they can camp out and stalk me.
Do you want to talk about this Kanye nightmare?
I think you're more equipped, like, and to talk about what's going on with Kanye than I am, because it's not.
He said it's not bipolar. It was sleep deprivation.
It's not. It's not. Like, I can't speak to it from a race issue, because what I saw was just off the rails, and like, I think you would have a deeper and insightful perspective on this more so than I, because I was just like, he's crazy as hell. And you, like, that looked like a dude who was off his meds.
Oh, I was going to say, he looked right.
He didn't look right.
He looked like a special needs person with that, the way that hat was situated.
Like, for real. Mm-hmm. Like, I was just, when I saw him jump towards the president to show him a picture or hug him or whatever, I'm like, he's not dead?
Yeah.
Like, but he just looked like he'd been off his meds for a minute.
Well, his point about the bipolar diagnosis, he said it was a misdiagnosis, and what people were thinking about was I really don't have an opinion on this, other than he looks that hat looked terrible. And I don't care about his freaking 6 number 0 passcode. I don't care about any of this, because nothing that happens with that man, not that one, the other one, surprises me at all.
Yeah.
My biggest frustration is that Kanye West got to meet Donald Trump based off of his newfound views or whatever he wanted to talk about and discuss. But the minute Taylor Swift, and I hate her, has like an opinion in any election, they're like, oh, get back to singing. Go back.
People,
like,
supported
hello?
Her.
He's no. Not the way that this. No. She got so much.
Well, people who did,
and he specifically said, I like your music 25% less now.
People who disagreed, like, with Taylor got on her. Everyone else supported her.
No.
The best Taylor thing I read was, she's always been wrong with men. Listen to her songs. Why would you believe this? Because she supported male candidates. That's bullshit.
No, but the fact that he's even saying, like, oh, get back to music, and other people are like, get back.
Who?
Donald Trump said he likes your music 25% less. So that's
because he disagrees with her.
I know, but I'm saying, like,
this is
that's
been,
the
yeah.
side. I mean, it's just,
like, it's
just
been
insane.
The reaction of, like, the ultra-conservative,
like,
right news.
She's just
and they're like, Taylor Swift is, you know.
Who is she?
Who is she to speak?
Well, who the
while
fuck
you
was
also,
Donald Trump?
While you also obviously embrace somebody who's an artist as well, mm-hmm. but because he likes you and he doesn't, and even though you all know that this man has mental health issues, mm-hmm. that as long as he's supporting you, none of you are going to say anything. Like,
wait, which one has mental health issues? Both of them.
I don't
both.
Really
both
yeah.
of them.
I don't know enough about yeah. I haven't seen Taylor Swift just come out and like
this, oh I mean the, and, the guy
he means the guys
yeah and but he, both of them. I mean, honestly, it's crazy to watch two egomaniacs feed each other.
Megalomaniacs.
Yeah. Yeah. and that is what it is.
Yeah.
I mean, Kanye loves the fact that he can call the White House and show up on its doorstep anytime that he wants to, because this guy is just like, oh yeah, because you feed me, I'll feed you.
Yeah.
And Donald Trump takes his kind of this kind of stamp of approval from Kanye West and blankets it all over everything. The African American community. Mm-hmm. Like, this guy loves me and he's a hip hop guy, so all of these black people love me. And it's really not the case. It's just too.
Oh, no. No, it's not.
Yeah, it's just really two narcissistic individuals looking at one another, telling each other how awesome they are.
Yeah.
And it's scary.
The big, between these three, the biggest issue that I had was when I saw, and it's just Twitter, and it's a very small percentage of people, but it's really loud, is when the Taylor stuff came out and people who had check marks and large followers would say, you know, Taylor's in on this. You all need to, you know, blindly vote Democrat in a couple of weeks. I'm like, whoa, 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 whoa. That's you're part of the problem, which, look, that's where my views side heavily. But you're part of the problem if you just go down the line and check all one color of red or blue based on one person. That's like the people who, like, I liked Obama, like the people who liked Obama because he would pick NCAA brackets and because he liked basketball. Or the other, on the opposite side, I'm never voting for him because he's black. Whatever your biases are, like, you just can't check the whole line all the way down. Like,
yeah.
It might be the way to go, but educate yourself first. Like, if there was a candidate, I don't know much about the Ohio governor race right now, but I do know, as you've educated me, that Kasich, above everything, and I know he's not running, he's a Republican. Yeah. Not my thing, but he was for the people of his state, so he could have gotten my vote.
He was a level-headed cat. Although he, you know, and now we have DeWine and Cordray, and you know, you hear this from DeWine: Cordray's going to release rapists, murderers, drug dealers, and everybody with his new lenient drug plan. And then you hear Cordray tell everybody, hey, you know, DeWine sued the insurance companies so that they would still allow to exclude people with previous medical conditions. And, you know, here's Cordray telling you, DeWine's going to kill you through your medical.
Right.
And DeWine's telling everybody Cordray's going to rape and murder you. Yeah. You know? Yeah. And there's really, have you heard anything else?
Like, no.
Is there anything other than the fact that one way or another that these two douches are going to kill us in one way?
And people believe it and will vote based off of that. And it's awful.
It's absolutely crazy. But what you ask people to do is something that they won't do.
Educate themselves.
They won't educate themselves.
Take the time.
Nobody wants to challenge the ideas that they already have, which is why people will not search out for information. Information may mean that when you're done doing all your research, you're wrong.
Yeah.
And no one wants to be wrong.
And it takes work. It used to be hard enough. You know, I've been on this forever. Don't vote unless you educate yourself. And within these just 3 or 4 years, not only do you have to educate yourself, you have to get through the molasses of fake news.
And this is how the internet has killed us.
Yes,
because back in the day, when you wanted stuff, when you wanted to know stuff, you had to go to the library
and
seek it out. You had to be an information seeker.
Yep.
Instead, now you are just an information taker, because people throw stuff at you now. You don't have to actively go out and put the effort in.
They're scrolling down their phone. And they're like, well, Northside Nancy said this, and Westside Wendy said this, so it's got to be true.
Yeah, exactly. So now you are more susceptible to just fakeness and everything, because it all falls in line with what you believe,
or it's just easy to get to,
and people are lazy.
Yeah,
as shit.
Yeah. It's pretty terrible. On a happier thing, I'm glad you showed up today, D and Ash. What? Of course I'm glad you're here.
I know,
but his son is older, so that's why I want to get an answer. Did anybody see the LeBron story this week? He lets his kids drink wine.
How old are his kids?
Like 11 and 13.
Old enough to have servants, old enough to drink wine.
Has Connor ever had alcohol?
On accident.
Really?
Yeah.
And he hated it,
but that's
it, right?
My fault, because a lot of my drinks look like kitty drinks. You know, some of them have a pink hue. You know, some of them just look like iced tea. Like, some of them just look like 7-Up. But vodka doesn't taste like 7-Up.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
He had an accident, and he hated it.
Oh,
right?
Yeah. Oh,
and then
every time.
It made me think of the time when Mike Buck, who you don't work with at all, gave you that Johnny Walker Blue Label, and your wife used it for Cohen's gums.
Yeah. Yeah. So now when his mouth ached, it ached with a slight bit of upper classness.
An $18 shot of scotch.
So.
Was it a full
shot? Ashley, did you ever use the alcohol with the kids?
No.
Okay.
No.
When was the first time you drank?
Like, Bush Light. The day President Diana got married.
President Diana?
No, sorry.
She died?
Princess. No, yes, died.
All right. When Princess Diana died, so like 97.
Yeah.
Okay.
That was your first beer?
Bush Light. I'm 34. I was like 12.
Like, wow.
That I recall, like, that I chose, like... My friend was like, here's this beer. We should drink that. My parents are gone, and we're going to go in the swing set next door. And I was like, sounds
12?
Good. Yeah, is that little?
Is
that
Yeah.
Young? That is little.
I mean, it wasn't like, it was like
a... Was it after a traumatic experience?
I mean, Princess Diana had died.
Yeah.
But it wasn't like, from then on, I just went rogue and pounding Bush Lights every day. It was like my first like peer pressure, here you go, drink. Which there probably was one before that. But.
Did you like it?
I don't remember. I don't think so.
Beer,
mine was about the same time. But I was 17. I was over my friend Brian's house. Blake, the older dude, got us some beer. I think it was like Bud Light. And I was like, oh, this is awesome. Everybody drinks. It's such a cool thing. I drank it. I was like, this is disgusting. Why do people do this? Thankfully.
I hung in there.
And now I love alcohol.
We drank it at like high school and stuff. But it was weird. Like, we would all go over to like one guy's house. And we stayed there. I mean, I don't think our parents were believing it didn't happen, but we went there, we stayed there. I never lied about where I was.
Really?
We got wasted.
Man.
But like nobody...
You didn't have that one friend whose parents or parent was just like...
They would lie and say they were staying at my house because like I had my own phone line.
Like they
so
would
the phone
go,
would just ring.
Yeah, they would just go, yeah, you know, whatever. It's best that it happens here. We always had like this one lady's house who was, granted, you know, her life was rough. But she had kids, and she would prefer those kids get plastered at her house, and she would also prefer that her kids' friends get plastered there. And so you could just, like, walk in at any time of the day.
Parents would have never let it happen, but I think, like, knowing that I was safe, and I was always, like, me and, like, six guys, and I...
And that's safe?
No, it was for me. Like, I wasn't like that at all.
They were protective, not the gangbanger.
Yeah, it was not like a...
You couldn't do that. Yeah. You couldn't do that today.
Let me suck your toe kind of night. No, it was like a, I'm just here because I'm the one. And
hey, Miss Johnson, we're all here to pick up your daughter. Trust me, she's safe.
The safe parent's place to drink always makes me think a little bit. I don't have to worry about it. But D, you clearly have an idea on it. Would you be that house? Because I would, if you know your kids are going to drink, you'd want them to do it like with you in the house, blah, blah, blah. But I'd be terrified that some kid goes sideways and then I'm the parent that gets hauled off to jail because I knew and allowed it to happen.
And that's the thing. You can make those determinations for your child.
Right.
Like, you can do that for your kid. You can't have a party with a bunch of underage children who are drinking, and even if you were to have them sign a waiver, even if you were to give permission slips,
you legally
to the
can't
parents,
do shit.
You can't do that. The liability that you expose yourself to is so, not even like financially, but we're talking legally. Like anything, imagine. Like, we hold bartenders responsible for people who get in their cars, drive off, and kill somebody.
Yeah.
You can't give that, you can't take on that kind of responsibility with a teenager or any child unless it's yours.
And I see where some kid is like, we're going to do it anyway. So.
Oh, absolutely. You know what? And that's the part of growing up, because here's the thing. You are going to take a risk because you're a teenager and teenagers take risks. Either A, it's going to work out for you, or B, it's not going to work out for you.
Yeah.
Those are the two options. You can get A a lot when you're making those. And then, but eventually down the road, B is coming. B, where it doesn't work out for you, is coming. And then you'll learn because you don't want to listen. Kids don't want to listen to us.
No.
You can't. And the best way that you can, like, they learn is through experience. The only thing that as a parent I feel I can do is try to mitigate the circumstances behind it.
Right.
So you're going, like, I want him to fail. I want both my kids, but I don't want them to fail to the point where
life
they don't,
changing.
Yeah. They can't pick themselves up again. I want them to understand that, you know, drinking is a socially fun thing to do, but only after you do like some other like things to make your life go right. You know, those kind of things. I want you to wake up and feel like crap. I want to be able to drag you out of your bed at 6 o'clock in the morning and make you do chores because I know last night you got hammered.
Yeah.
Are you guys all ready for Halloween?
Yeah.
Oh my head.
Yes.
Oh, that sounds like a productive side.
You know, kids' costumes are such a fucking sham that, like, nothing pisses me off than spending $39.99 on a thing that I take out of a bag that looks like it was neatly folded by someone in another country to find that the elastic band has already came off the goddamn costume.
And they're only going to wear it once.
I can't return it because it's final sale, because it's a holiday.
Did you have this issue?
Yes, clearly.
With Tucker?
Very moody. Yeah.
What'd
and
you
I'm
want
like,
to be?
A ninja. And I'm like, we're never wearing this again until Halloween. Like, he wanted to wear it around the house. And I'm like, sorry, too late. So I ended up buying him like a $10 Captain America costume at TJ Maxx. I'm like, here's your costume you can wear until Halloween. This is the one you can wear after. So I'm like, the pants aren't going to make it. Mm. And we have a Mummy and Sun dance on Sunday.
Wait,
so
what?
Mummy and Sun.
Okay, where's this at?
Pun intended. At the school.
I would hope so. I hope it wasn't at some just random...
It's at the library and at Susie's
Mrs.
house.
Johnson's yeah. throwing it. It's at the end of our block. It's the Mummy and Sun dance.
She
likes
that.
To theme things yeah. out, you know?
Yeah, no. And I'm going because I, you know...
You're the mummy?
I'm the mummy. No. But he's like, what are we going to... I'm like, what are we going to be? We have to like find something cool to be. And he goes, mummies, duh. And I'm like, I'm not wrapping this big ass up in toilet paper. Like, I'm not doing that. I got to find something sleek and black.
If you like get there, just be like, oh, I thought it was a play on words, not actually having to dress up.
No, you have to dress up. It's a...
It's Halloween.
Or Halloween.
What?
Do you know the seasons?
I don't know.
I do.
But it was like, no, I don't think we can wear like scary makeup. Because like, I'll just do zombie because I can do that. And I already have, you know, ripped shit from last year's zombie crawl. So I don't know.
What about Cohen? What's the plan here?
He's going to be a Tyrannosaurus Rex. He's That's been a horrible. Tyrannosaurus Rex for the past 2 weeks.
Get that money's worth.
It's exactly what
he puts the hat on, that little Tyrannosaurus. He went to a little girl's birthday party. The theme was princesses, superheroes, and evidently T-Rexes. And that's what he showed up as, a T-Rex. Yeah. And he is just going to be a T. We had to put it away.
Like, why?
That's what we had to do. I hung mine up,
because,
up in my closet.
Yeah, because it's...
It'll be ruined.
It's a pretty nice costume. Kara got it from Amazon.
Real scales.
Yeah, like it's like, it's real cute. It's a cute little costume. And he would wear it every day if you gave him the choice. So we had to put it away.
That's what we did too. And usually his mind will change. And I'm like, we bought it pretty early this year. So I'm like, last year I think we went like a week before because his mind kept changing. I'm like, we're going to have 3 costumes because I'm not going to say, stop crying, get over it. I'm going to say, fine, whatever, because I don't want to deal with it.
He looked at Kara yesterday and he said, because there are those days where you just don't feel like planning dinner.
Yeah.
And Kara was like,
cereal.
And she had that day yesterday. And strangely enough, the day before. But anyway.
Don't start. We're running out of time.
I'm totally kidding. But anyway, he looked at her and he went like this. He says, I want a sub.
Like a sandwich?
Like a sandwich. But not like something that she makes. He knows. Like it's supposed to come in a box delivered by a guy with little to no future. So.
That was a good one.
So he goes, I want a sub. But Kara goes, we're not doing this today. She goes, you've been barking orders at me all day. It was first McDonald's. And then, you know, when he didn't get that, then all hell broke loose. And today, and now he wants a sub. And not just a sub, an Italian sub with the cheese melted just right. And
sorry, so, kid, Quiznos is closed.
And she was like, no, this isn't happening. You're getting, and here's the bitch of it, is that the option is never like close. It's either like polar opposite.
Yeah.
Like, and the worst
thing
you
can... You're getting cereal or ice cream.
Exactly. Yeah. Like, you know what you're going to get? Ice chips.
Yeah.
And
you're on the money today.
And so she goes, she's like, no, you're either going to get... She's like, you're not getting a sub. It's either a grilled cheese sandwich or chicken noodle soup. And I'm like, damn. Like, you can't even put them together.
Right.
Like, it together, it's okay.
Have a soup and a sandwich.
Yeah, but one or the other, I could walk away from that meal.
And I'm hoping you say grilled cheese.
Yeah,
so it's not 2 pans. It's not 2 dishes.
Yeah,
one pan and it's going on a napkin, motherfucker.
She was like, nope. And I was like, what's the likelihood of him getting some ham thrown in the middle of that? She was like,
not today.
So how'd this turn out?
He sucked down a bowl of chicken noodle soup and then realized how sad his life was and then skulked away and left me half a bowl of chicken noodle soup to eat.
2 things to wrap up. Go see Venom.
It's good. You are the first person to talk to me about that movie. Actually, no, you're not. You're the second person.
Did you go see it by yourself?
Yeah.
Why would I go to the movies by myself?
Don't go to the movies with anybody. You don't talk during it.
I agree.
And the first person said it sucked.
It was good.
And then you just said it was good.
I held off last week because I read crappy things. But you know what? It's a fun little movie. It's got enough endearing qualities to make it enjoyable. One of my biggest pet peeves with movies these days is it's almost like to get your $12 worth, they make a 2.5 hour long movie. This is the perfect length. It reminds, somebody said it's kind of like a mid-2000s feel to it. And I was like, oh, that's bad. But it kind of reminded me of the early Spider-Man movies. And we all like those. Except for the third one, right?
And I watched, with Tobey Maguire?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I watched the Titan show, which was pretty good, where he says, fuck Batman.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's okay.
It looked very pornish to me. The trailers looked super pornish.
Titans. The DC Universe has an app, and this is their first show. Okay. If you took all the shows we've already watched and put them together into one, it was okay. I'll give it more. It has the feel of the CW shows, which we dislike, but Robin takes his bow, whacks the glass out in the driver's side of the car to get the child molester who got the charges dismissed, pushes his face down where the broken glass is, and runs his face across the frame of the door. Doesn't happen in the CW shows.
Well.
That's on an app?
Yes, DC. It's like mob torture meets corny Barry Allen in the CW, right?
No. Still not interested.
Still all a hard pass.
Thanks for hanging out, guys.
No problem.
We should go get drinks.
Now?
Yeah.
I'm cool with that.
I have work, sorry.
Well, my kids, what do you... What?
1 hour. No. You can come back.
I know, really. How hard is it?
I'm here
There's
till...
There's 12 I listeners.
I have to go work till 3.
To do what? Doing what?
I go tech remotes.
Huh? You tech remotes?
Yeah.
Okay, like, you mean technical stuff, right? Not like you just have a lisp and, like, you were really saying check remotes.
No. Asshole.
This has been a Cumulus Media and Q105 collaboration. 3 unicorns were harmed and lost their rainbows and horns in the production process. We use cookies for various purposes, like eating and flavor for protein shakes. And you have agreed to this and all other secret policies by enjoying the preceding audio content, which we highly encourage you to hashtag subscribe and share. You can click here for all other legal crap. And now hit skip intro to go to the next podcast. Just kidding. It's the See More Episodes option in your app. Q105.